This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
Ooh, yeah. 9:13 now as we continue. The day after, the sun did come up this morning. Sadly, the sun now has a hairpiece. But we're hoping for the best. More on Trump apocalypse later. You know, I am blessed in so many ways, but one of the ways is to know people who do so much for this city and for the people of the city, and I consider our guest to be one of Chicago's great people, and that's Gilda's Club CEO, Laura Jane Hyde. And I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. It's
you look fabulous. You haven't aged a day.
Thanks for not wearing glasses.
You really do. You look terrific.
Well, thank you.
Before we get to the event coming up for Gilda's Club, tell everybody about Gilda's Club and dispel maybe your top three myths about Gilda's Club, if you would.
Okay. Gilda's Club is for everyone, men and women, children, anyone impacted by cancer, so family members and friends. Another myth is that, they won't have a program that supports what I need, but we have education, we offer healthy lifestyles, we have social activities, we offer support, we offer referrals. So I would challenge anyone that thinks that Gilda's Club doesn't have something for them to call me. I'll take them on a tour. We'll find something that will be of help.
And when someone's diagnosed, one of the best things, and I think one of the most powerful things, is to be able to talk to people who are walking the same walk you're walking, and you guys do a wonderful job of that.
Well, our members and our participants do a wonderful job. We provide the framework.
Right.
Yeah.
But to sit down in a group, for instance, with other women who may be dealing with the same thing, or to have kids. Because one of the things we know when mom or dad are sick or you know, older brother, older sister, whomever, the healthy sibling, healthy in quotes, doesn't get as much attention, doesn't know what to do with their emotions, all that.
Absolutely.
And you serve that need as well.
We just had our teen essay contest, and the winner was a young gentleman who's in high school, and he wrote so eloquently about his seven-year-old sister's experience that, and this young man for the first time probably articulated his feelings in a room full of teens that knew what he was going through. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
So gutsy, but that's that power of that group thing.
Yes, yes.
Back it up to the history of the club. Gilda was diagnosed when? Gilda Radner, we're talking about.
She was diagnosed in 1986, I believe, and passed away in 1989.
And what did we know then as compared to what we know medically now?
Oh, my gosh. There's
been a world of difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. P.S., she would have been 70 this year.
How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
And it was, you know, largely a death sentence when you got it, especially if you're stage three. Why is it better news today?
It's better news because the advancements in medicine continue to develop and there's greater awareness and people are encouraged to be their own medical advocate. And all those developments help create an environment where if people have access to care, they can get care. There's still a number of areas where people don't have access to care. And so meeting the needs of the underserved is equally as important and a focus for ours.
And how do you pay your bills?
How do we pay her? Through the generosity of others.
Right.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you walk into Gilda's Club, you're not going, hey, write a check or you don't talk to anybody.
No, in fact, we do the opposite.
Right. Yeah, because you don't want there to be any barriers to the mission, which is to help people deal with what they're dealing with.
Absolutely. And cancer is a financial burden no matter where you lie on the spectrum.
Right.
So.
Andrea, say hi.
It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. We were talking off the air, too. My grandmother died of ovarian cancer. But again, this was in the 80s when you were saying there was not a lot of awareness. And as again, she was diagnosed with in stage four. So there wasn't a lot of hope. Now, so much different. We were both talking about survivors, you know, friends who have had ovarian cancer. What I think is amazing about Gilda's Club, and I remember this from way back when, you never turn anybody away, ever, which is remarkable.
Just find the red door and you're in.
Right.
Absolutely. And we've made it easier by expanding into the hospitals. So we're at Northwestern, Rush, Advocate Christ, Mount Sinai, and Lurie Children's. We go into any classroom through our GCC at School program. We go into the workplace with GCC at Work, and we're in the faith community. So we're just trying to be in every single community so that people can access us whenever and wherever they need us.
When someone's initially diagnosed, they have to grieve the life they had to the life they're now fighting for, and that's a process. But you brought this up to me years ago, And I think it's a really powerful thing. If you love somebody that's going through this, maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's a relative, maybe it's somebody you work with, whatever, you know, give them a little space and time, but encourage them to come see you guys. Because initially, I think there's some pushback, right? They maybe don't want to talk about it.
Well, everybody's different, right? So if you're an information gatherer and you go through an experience like being diagnosed with cancer, you're going to gather information. If you're somebody that doesn't seek the support of others, you probably won't initially do that, which is why we have so many different programs that people can access and support, find support that will resonate with them.
And if somebody wants to bring their friend, some healthy person wants to bring their friend, they're more than welcome.
Absolutely. The caregiver goes through distress in a different way, but related to the diagnosis of someone they love.
It's Gilda's Club, and coming up, we're giving you plenty of notice now. Plenty of notice to make dinner plans. It's the Agents of Hope dinner. It's an amazing night. It'll happen Thursday, June 23rd, 5:30 reception, 6:30 dinner at the Four Seasons. Oh, that shack on East Delaware. It's a great night. It's a great dinner, and you're supporting a great cause. How do people get tickets?
They can call Gilda's Club Chicago at 312-464-9900 or visit our website at gildasclubchicago.org.
And gildasclubchicago.org has tons of resources and frequently asked questions and all of those things as well.
Absolutely.
Are you optimistic about where we're going with research?
I am. I am. And I think what that will result in is a greater increase in the survivorship population, which means the need for a program like Gilda's Club won't go away, but it will be a different tone as we welcome survivors and greater numbers of survivors.
Well, it's not a cliche to say the best day of your life would be if it did go away.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
If there is no need, but realistically,
right,
there's going to be a need, and right, serving that emotional and informational need and a place to go is a big deal.
Yeah, when it goes away, I'll come and run coffee for you.
You can come in anytime you want. You know that. If people want to make a donation, can they do it through the website?
Absolutely.
Okay, and when you talk to people in the medical community, which you do all the time, you know, the National Institutes of Health and all the major research bodies that need to be supported by government dollars and all of those things. Fortunately, you don't because of the generosity of people. But are doctors concerned about maybe this next election and how much money is going to be coming medically towards medical research and things of that nature?
You know, I think because we're for everyone, politics in terms of partisanship is something we stay away from. We are part of the cancer support community, and we do have a policy institute that advocates on behalf of the millions of survivors.
The greater cause.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, nice to see you.
You too. Thank you
so much.
How's
your staff? Everybody behaving?
Yeah, I've got a great team.
Yeah,
I've got a great team.
Yeah. It's the CEO of Gilda's Club, Laura Jane Hyde. Give them the website one more time.
GildasClubChicago.org.
And 312-464-9900?
Yes.
Not just a pretty face. I remember the phone number. I'm telling you that right now.
Never get glasses.
Exactly. Yeah, for me. Don't get a mirror in my case. You're welcome here anytime. You know that.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.